Ezekiel, chapter 45. Moreover, when you will divide by lot the land for inheritance, you will offer an oblation to Yahweh, a holy portion of the land. The length will be the length of 25,000 reeds, and the width will be 20,000. It will be holy in all its border round about. Of this there will be for the holy place 500 in length by 500 in width, square round about, and 50 cubits for its suburbs round about. And of this measure you will measure a length of 25,000, and a width of 10,000, and in it will be the sanctuary, which is most holy. It is a holy portion of the land. It will be for the priests, the ministers of the sanctuary, who come near to minister to Yahweh, and it will be a place for their houses, and a holy place for the sanctuary. And 25,000 in length, and 10,000 in width, will be to the Levites, the ministers of the house, for a possession to themselves, for cities to live in. And you will appoint the possession of the city 5,000 broad, and 25,000 long, side by side with the oblation of the holy portion. It will be for the whole house of Israel. And whatever is for the prince will be on the one side and on the other side of the holy oblation and of the possession of the city, in front of the holy oblation and in front of the possession of the city, on the west side westward, and on the east side eastward, and in length answerable to one of the portions, from the west border to the east border. In the land it will be to him for a possession in Israel, and my princes will no more oppress my people, but they will give the land to the house of Israel according to their tribes. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, let it suffice you, O princes of Israel, remove violence and spoil, and execute justice and righteousness, take away your exactions from my people, says the sovereign Yahweh. You will have just balances, and a just ephah, and a just bath. The ephah and the bath will be of one measure, that the bath may contain the tenth part of a homer, and the ephah the tenth part of a homer, its measure will be after the homer. And the shekel will be 20 gerahs, 20 shekels, 25 shekels, 15 shekels, will be your maneh. This is the oblation that you will offer, the sixth part of an ephah from a homer of wheat, and you will give the sixth part of an ephah from a homer of barley. And the set portion of oil, of the bath of oil, the tenth part of a bath out of the core, which is 10 baths, even a homer, for 10 baths are a homer. And one lamb of the flock, out of 200, from the well-watered pastures of Israel, for a meal offering, and for a burnt offering, and for peace offerings, to make atonement for them, says the sovereign Yahweh. All the people of the land will give to this oblation for the prince in Israel. And it will be the prince's part to give the burnt offerings, and the meal offerings, and the drink offerings, in the feasts, and on the new moons, and on the Sabbaths, in all the appointed feasts of the house of Israel. He will prepare the sin offering, and the meal offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offerings, to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, in the first month, in the first day of the month, you will take a young bull without blemish, and you will cleanse the sanctuary. And the priest will take of the blood of the sin offering, and put it on the door posts of the house, and on the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and on the posts of the gate of the inner court. And so you will do on the seventh day of the month for everyone who errs, and for him who is simple, so you will make atonement for the house. In the first month, in the 14th day of the month, you will have the Passover, a feast of 7 days, unleavened bread will be eaten. And on that day the prince will prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bull for a sin offering. And the 7 days of the feast he will prepare a burnt offering to Yahweh, 7 bullocks and 7 rams without blemish daily the 7 days, and a he-goat daily for a sin offering. And he will prepare a meal offering, an ephah for a bull, and an ephah for a ram, and a hin of oil to an ephah. In the 7th month, in the 15th day of the month, in the feast, he will do the like the 7 days, according to the sin offering, according to the burnt offering, and according to the meal offering, and according to the oil.